This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're live. It's Friday, the 26th day of August 2016. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. I am your host, Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if you're a TV viewer, you can see this right now. Radio listeners, go to DrudgeReport.com. The entire top left-hand corner of DrudgeReport.com is Clinton targets Alex Jones. He responds, "I'm not scared of you, bully. Kimmel's pickle caper. Now it's the vast alternative right-wing conspiracy." And Paul Joseph Watson blows it out of the water with this report he just filed minutes ago.
Hillary Clinton interrupted her coughing fits, seizures, and three-day naps to attack the alt-right. Clinton savaged Trump for weaving
dark conspiracy theories.
Oh, you mean dark conspiracy theories like a YouTube video being responsible for Benghazi?
What difference at this point does it make?
She then proceeded to weave her own gigantic dark conspiracy theory, namely that Vladimir Putin controls InfoWars, Breitbart, and the entire alt-right.
And the grand godfather of this global brand of extreme nationalism is Russian President Vladimir Putin.
That's funny, because I don't recall receiving my paycheck in the mail from the Kremlin.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Right, so Trump is the conspiracy theorist for listening to Alex Jones, yet you just asserted that a former KGB officer under the communist government of the Soviet Union is now the leader of conservatives in America.
What does that mean?
Of course, Hillary failed to identify the real leader of the alt-right. Oh yeah, and according to another one of Hillary's dark conspiracy theories, Trump is responsible for bullying in schools.
The Trump effect. Bullying and harassment are on the rise in our schools.
Right, because it's not like Trump supporters have been viciously attacked and harassed by leftists for the last 6 months solid. But wait, it gets even funnier. Hillary began reading out headlines written by Milo Yiannopoulos.
Hello.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
Nobody wants to fuck you.
Whether your child had feminism or cancer.
It's the one and only Eagle Double G.
He is taking hate groups mainstream and helping a radical fringe take over.
Oh, you mean like you and Obama have been doing for the last 2 years? By mainstreaming Black Lives Matter, a group that has inspired cop killers and whose ideological inspiration is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list.
These are racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology known as the alt-right.
So posting dank memes makes you an evil racist. But openly praising and describing as your mentor a man who founded a KKK chapter, called black people mongrels, and campaigned against the Civil Rights Act.
My friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
That's just fine. Hillary also said that the alt-right is
anti-women.
This from the so-called feminist who takes hundreds of millions of dollars from a country that treats women little better than cattle.
Nigel Farage, who stoked anti-immigrant sentiments to win the referendum to have Britain leave the European Union, campaigned with Donald Trump in Mississippi.
Yeah, the key word there, Hillary, is win. He won because the tactic of constantly calling him a racist failed, just like your speech. But seriously, if the alt-right are trolls, who inside Hillary's campaign thought it was a bright idea to do the one thing you're not supposed to do with trolls? Which is feed the trolls. The alt-right only succeeds if you respond. You just walked straight into a trap.
It's a trap.
The people running your campaign are complete idiots who don't understand how the internet works. This has backfired more than any of us could ever dream of. Hundreds of thousands of new people are now coming to our websites, where we'll continue to educate them about your failing health, rampant corruption, and sneering, arrogant elitism. Thanks, Hillary.
Racist, 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 racist.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines because this is the InfoWar. It's Friday. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Get ready because we're taking the fight to the next level.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I've studied history, and any historian will tell you it's worth their salt. That those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. There's another historical maxim from Lord Acton. The power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The quote is normally cut down to power corrupts. And the power structure is betting that you don't know history. The power structure of the Anglo-American technocratic global combine, as they describe themselves, that's their term for themselves, are establishing a authoritarian, autocratic, centralized world government. And for over 130 years, major banking associations, in their own corporate monthly letters, there's been books written on this, talked about taking over education in the West and dumbing people down and reversing the 400-year-old, at that time, Renaissance, now 500-plus. And they've done a pretty darn good job on average. The problem is intellectual true understanding, true liberty, is like fire in the description of Thomas Jefferson. And so unless you extinguish it all, tyrannical, autocratic, plutocratic waste that centralized status create are like giant tinderboxes for liberty to consume. And that's why tyrants are trying to dumb down the human spirit, domesticate us, break up our families, kill the human life force. Because to tyrants, to psychopaths, to control freaks, good, strong, vibrant, awake, electrified humans are absolutely, totally horrifying. Globalist, innerbred, psychopathic families, even mainline psychiatrists will tell you, represent genetic bloodlines of psychopathic behavior. And just look at history. But the Renaissance represents the end of that system, and we're still in the Renaissance today, and I believe are about to enter the golden age of the Renaissance. Now, continuing. Mainstream media, particularly mainstream news, depending on the university study or the Associated Press study just from this year, there's four or five studies that are scientific that I've looked at the research papers on, how they conducted it, find that the general public trusts the media between a 6 and a 10% level. So let's just give them 10%. 10% of the public trusts the media. And in scientific polls, that's what has been borne out for about 20 years now, that 90%+ of Americans in the average poll believe that there were more than one shooter at JFK and believe the government's covering up what really happened. So you can have mainstream media set up there like parrots and repeat for decades that we're all kooks, we're all crazy, as on average, over 90%, it's around 92% in poll after poll, say there's a cover-up. And no matter how many books they put out and no matter how many times they have Hollywood stars come out and tell us we're wrong, it doesn't work anymore. You people are discredited. And that's only one bellwether of what I'm talking about. Now, there is an area they're still winning. We are defeating the dinosaur Decepticon news media. CNN, MSNBC, the compromise and overrun and taken over Fox, and other platforms. This broadcast has, quote, radicalized, in Hillary's own statements, talk radio. No, we've just helped them take the blinders off. Our listeners have educated them. That's really what's happened. And so they're in panic mode. Now, in the last 6-7 years, they've shifted most of their propaganda focus into entertainment. The late shows, the Jimmy Kimmel lives, the propaganda placement that is put into TV shows and movies and fiction. They admit this is going on. When they have Obama on Jimmy Fallon pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a secretive world government combine that even the left says is completely authoritarian and a nightmare. Legalizing slavery, slave labor, restricting free speech, destroying sovereignty. But then Obama goes on and makes it part of a cute song and saying, yeah, you know me, I'm down with TPP. But no amount of fancy suits and perfect lighting and beautiful music can spice up the rotten dead possum you're trying to serve. You can put delicious gravy on it. You can put perfume in the air. You can light it perfectly. It tastes like Bravo Sierra because it is. And that's why now, on a weekly basis, Stephen Colbert or Fallon or Kimmel or, you know, any of these people misrepresents what we say and what we do here on air in an attempt, as alchemists often do politically, to take something that's really dangerous to them and to turn it into a joke. And look, I don't think that people like Jimmy Kimmel are even bad people. In fact, I've had mutual friends that are friends with Kimmel and decades ago, and they say he's a great guy. I'm sure he is. People like Joe Rogan and others who's hosted shows with him. But the writers at those networks that are putting together the propaganda that they then stand up there and read off a teleprompter and look smart, and they are smart, but the point is they're reading what was written for them. Sometimes they write it. To make me look stupid, you have to understand that I saw a few days ago a Mark Dice video on Picklegate, which he started, on Infowars.com. He's a correspondent for us from MarkDice.com. And I thought, yeah, the pickle top doesn't pop of the pickle jar. And so I'm going to go and illustrate how she's even lying about this. He doesn't really take her pulse. She doesn't really open that pickle jar. I opened four jars and got a tight one. It was kind of tough for me. And I'll guarantee you I'm a lot stronger than Hillary. I'm not bragging, but I'm a lot stronger than her. So we're being lied to. And then Kimmel comes out, and this is about Kimmel talking about me. That's not our top story. It's about how this is an illustration or an exhibit to show us how this system is operating, that he says, okay, big deal if we did stage it. And basically admits they did, because then they make a joke where they show the security guard behind the scenes opening it to eat one of the pickles. So that's why it was actually open when Hillary opens it. And when he opens it, it's a real video. It pops. It doesn't pop when Hillary opens it. Everyone knows that. The point is that she's lying and staging something there. And by the way, almost everyone agrees with me on YouTube and even on leftist sites, because they go, of course they're not going to have her PR people put her on national live television and not be able to open something. One out of 30, 40 jars, nobody can open. You got to beat the lid off, you know, with basically a back of a spoon or a knife. Everybody knows that. Slam it down on the table. Of course they scripted it. Of course he didn't really take her pulse. Of course. But it gets worse. You guys don't even understand. I'm going to explain this to you. Just because I always like to show people the hat trick. I told Pat Riley when I got into work, I said, go get pickle jars. I'm going to troll Kimmel. Watch. It'll be on in the next few days. And I went on air and played Caddyshack clips and said I was joking and said I was having fun and that this wasn't really that serious. And I just wanted to be lighthearted. He goes, this guy is crazy. Look at a grown man spending 7 minutes on a pickle jar. This guy's crazy. Then he cuts to a gun. A BB gun. In fact, I went and dug one out of my safe this morning. I even locked those up in the gun safe, and I forgot to bring it to work, or maybe Pat Riley did. But the point is that he then shoots the pickle jar to get rid of the evidence with his pellet gun or his BB gun that looks like a Glock handgun, and says, Alex, you better watch it. You know, the New World Order is basically coming after you. Now, Kimmel, I don't think you want to hurt anybody, but do you understand Hillary brags about being in combat she wasn't in? She talks about, I came, I saw, Gaddafi died. It's a failed state. Hundreds of thousands died. It's admitted this woman has a death trail. CNN, Fox News, last night had stories about the four dead staffers and the guy shot four times in the back that WikiLeaks basically says is their source of the DNC emails. Where Hillary sending her people dressed like Bernie Sanders supporters to attack Trump supporters so that both Trump and the Sanders people, her enemies, look bad. She's a bad lady, bro. And I understand you wouldn't have your job if you didn't have people like her on. But the misrepresentation that was all serious is a joke. I mean, they show clips all the time. When we bought the creature Zorg or whatever that Captain Kirk fights back in the 60s, I mean, the greatest comedy ever, we were going to reenact that, never did, so I wore the lizard head, and then they say, oh, Alex Jones really thinks lizard people are real. No, that's David Icke, not me. But I think psychopaths basically operate like a lizard. I mean, they have absolutely no gumption about, you know, treating fellow humans like animals, whether it's Mao Zedong or Adolf Hitler. So you guys need to learn what satire is. 90% of that was satire, like when I was playing Caddyshack clips of where he opens the Perrier, but it's already open. And it was to have some fun, because, let me tell you, some of my listeners, I'm going to skip this network break, this is so important. Some of my listeners send me emails. I see the comments going, Alex, the world's in a very serious situation right now. You know, why are you criticizing her with a pickle jar? Sure, it's obviously fake, but there's bigger issues. I can't sit here 4 hours a day just talking about her emails, which everyone knows she lied about. I can't just sit here looking at images of dead kids that ISIS has cut their heads off and point out how the head of defense intelligence says Hillary and Obama ordered them to put ISIS in command. I've covered it. We broke it. We know it. We hammer it. But I've got to have some fun sometimes. And quite frankly, I never did any of this on purpose. I've been kind of a natural in that, and I don't say that on a power trip. I mean, I'm a natural at having train wrecks. I'm a natural at stammering. But I'm real, and people resonate with it. And sometimes, you know, when I get into this comedy mode, I just intentionally, like an idiot savant, start doing really goofy, funny stuff. Like I said, can of pickles 30 times. I didn't know. I just thought, just in a quick 1 second gestalt, I'm going to go on air. I'm going to do this just as an example, and I'm going to take over Jimmy Kimmel, and they're going to respond, and they're going to attack me. And if I say pickle can a bunch, they're going to freak out on that. I kind of know how those writers operate. I kind of get that you know, Woody Allen, you know, style, Monty Python humor. And so that's what happened. That's what goes on. And so just think about that, because, you know, I told more than two people in the office, I said, watch, I'm going to troll Jimmy Kimmel. And that's what we did. And it's not like I have something over you. It's that I never intentionally tried to bait those guys in the past. I noticed that when I would have fun, it would do it. So basically now I've just learned to customize it a little bit more, where anytime I actually sit down and try, I can have the mainstream media saying and doing whatever I want. Because you guys have been hired and trained and manipulated to be programmable. And so I can sit here and program you on air if I want to. But instead, I just get up here and try to just be completely open with everybody as a fellow human and talk to you about the state of the world, the state of history, and what's happening on this planet. They've had national TV shows in the last 20 years many times make fun of me and go, he's the crazy person that thinks they're merging humans with animals. No, I read it in MIT Magazine and the BBC 20 years ago. I covered it on air. Research scientists sent me letters and papers about how they were creating dozens and dozens of different species of part human, part animal clones so they could grow human tissue inside those clones and not have rejection. Now, that's science you're being given. That's a fact. Now it's AP, Reuters. Hey, it's great. We're going to be able to have organs now grown in cows. And the cow is part human so that it doesn't reject the humanoid that is grown inside of it, and the humanoid grows up larger, doesn't have rights, it's not an animal, and it's not a human, according to the government. They're talking about robot rights. How about chimera rights? These are the big issues, folks. These are the big ones. We are already in science fiction land, and you're making jokes and lying to your viewers. Because I said, this is a joke. I played Caddyshack clips. And you know, and they say, look at this crazy guy. He's so serious about a thing of pickles. And I get you have license to make it funny. Okay, fine. But when you tell us that it's no big deal, that you staged it. Okay, if we did stage it, what's the big deal? You're there implying she doesn't have health problems and saying we're conspiracy theorists. Dr. Drew, who'd been on CNN with some of the highest ratings on that channel, Headline News, for 5 years, was let go 1 week after he came out and said, look, I'm nonpartisan, she looks ill. I've got a stack of news today of more staffers and more dead around Hillary. And then WikiLeaks says we never give up our sources, but yes, he is a source. That's Julian Assange, who's never lied to anybody with these leaks, who's been proven to be impeccable. I said time would tell about him, you know, 6-7 years ago. I'm here to tell you, impeccable. Goes after Bush for what's wrong. Goes after Clinton for what's wrong. How can you dispute that? And he says, well, we have a source in the DNC. He was probably the source. I can't tell you he's the source, but I'll say he's the alleged source. To get around their pledge of saying we'll never tell you if somebody's a source, they offered a $20,000 reward. The police have offered a $25,000 reward. He was shot four times in the back after being tortured. Then made to get on his knees. And now Assange is back on Fox News, and they're like, why are you so obsessed with this guy? Here's the clip.
WikiLeaks, in fact, offered $20,000 for information leading to the arrest of Seth Rich's killer. Why are you so interested in Seth Rich's killer?
We're very interested in anything that might be a threat to alleged WikiLeaks sources. The police have offered $25,000. We have offered $20,000. We're not saying that Seth Rich's death necessarily is connected to our publications. That's something that has to be established. But if there's any question about a source of WikiLeaks being threatened, then people can be assured that this organization will go after anyone who may have been involved in some kind of attempt to coerce or possibly, in this case, kill a potential source.
Do you have any suspicions on who may have been behind his murder?
We have received a variety of information. We will be reporting that information to the police. I don't think the information so far is enough to start pointing any direct fingers. We don't want to compromise the police investigation.
Trying to read you, Julian, and whether you... Yeah, I know you don't want to reveal your source, but it certainly sounds like you're suggesting a man who leaked information to WikiLeaks was then murdered.
Oh, yeah.
If there's someone who's potentially connected to our publications and that person is then murdered in suspicious circumstances, it doesn't necessarily
mean... Right, right there. All Megyn Kelly and the rest of the controlled press has is, you're a conspiracy theorist. You want to tell us that one of the chief internet operatives over email for the DNC, who was killed days after the leak came out, shot four times in the back after he was tortured, you mean to tell me that... And meanwhile, again, their intel is that he's probably the leaker. He said that in an earlier interview. But he's not at liberty to say. The police obviously think it's suspicious. He's dead. And then she's like, how ridiculous. And then you got all these other people that were DNC folks that were filing lawsuits because Bernie got robbed. They've been ending up dead. And then Stanford Research Institute comes out with a big paper saying, yes, Bernie Sanders won the election. Hillary Clinton stole 11 states. I had been saying 10. I was just, again, humetting it from reading the articles and going from my, you know, gut analysis. That's what I do. I'm sorry, I was wrong. It was 11. By the way, I made another mistake yesterday in my response to Hillary Clinton. I said in her press conference, she still hasn't had a press conference, I'm sorry, in a Reno, Nevada speech that had 15 people in attendance, and one of them yells, InfoWars, yell Jones! They can't even get 15 people in the room and not have one of them know that they're fighting the New World Order and it's time to just say the truth. I mean, you people are surrounded. The globalists are surrounded. I'm only one little head on this hydra. And you know what happens when you cut off the head of a hydra? Two more come back, and I don't mean that in comparison to the mythical hydra of comic books, but to the truly mythical one of Greek mythology as a analogy before the New York Times and Jimmy Kimmel said that I believe in hydras. Now, continuing with this, I cover the Jimmy Kimmel first, not because, I mean, usually when they attack me or do a funny piece, which is on national comedy TV almost every day. I mean, stuff's going on. I don't respond to it. But I did there because that's an analysis. And later I'm going to play some clips of what he did, what he said. They're up on InfoWars.com and show you how they debunk themselves in the video where they show the security guard head open the pickles and it pops. That's all I'm saying. It's a big deal. You staged it. And you do this confidence game where you act like we're crazy. You act like we're nuts because we see you taking her pulse. We see you saying she can open pickles. Oh, but it's a joke. You jump back and forth. It's a joke, but she's a political candidate. She's a war criminal. She's got this trail of death behind her. She brags about having people killed. And then at the end of the piece, you say, Alex Jones, you better watch it. This is a message from the New World Order. While you've got a gun in your hand and simulated killing a witness, while real witnesses and whistleblowers are getting killed and locked up in prison, and under Obama, we've seen the biggest war on the press and whistleblowers in U.S. history. And we live in a big, giant police state with the borders wide open. But it's funny to laugh at Alex Jones because he's eccentric and he's upset about pickles. No, you got trolls. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
In the heat of the night, like black in my eyes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Got the crew bringing us in. All right, now I'm going to get into Hillary Clinton and her attack on the alt press. If you go to drudgereport.com, drudgereport.com, the mothership of the alt-right, no, the mothership of true libertarian, patriotic, common sense, classical liberal, don't kill the nation state, don't destroy the family, don't allow the West to be invaded by radical Islam. The true rise of paleoconservatism, constitutionalism, that's what Drudge is. I mean, Drudge is the original then you've got people like Trump and others that are, quite frankly, on the bandwagon. And that's fine. And she says, again, in fundraiser emails that went out last week, the alternative right does not have a right to exist. The Ted Cruz's do, and the Fox News's, they actually say Ted Cruz and Fox News and Glenn Beck, who's a fake apologist, and goes on all these shows and says, yes, conservatives are racist and bad. I'm sorry. And they go, good, Glenn Beck. Now you'll get some corporate sponsors. He goes on Meet the Press, Face the Nation, and goes on with Democratic Party operatives who are the host. And the party operatives have written op-eds saying they thought they were in the Twilight Zone to watch Glenn Beck doing this. So there's the headline from last week. Hillary campaign vows to destroy opposition website Breitbart. That's kind of the lead elephant now, you know, because that scares them, because Bannon, the head of Breitbart, is heading up the Trump campaign. And it's so horrifying, you know, that things like this are going on. And what are they going to do? Because this is a group of multinational globalists. These are front people for a corporate takeover of the world under TPP, the IMF, the World Bank. The Pope's calling for world government, global carbon taxes. Davos has come out and says they want $100 trillion a decade in carbon taxes. Everything we've been saying for decades, and that Ron Paul was saying, and Barry Goldwater 60 years ago was saying, and Ronald Reagan was saying when he was governor of California, it's all come true. And our credibility goes up, their credibility goes down. And this is how they do it. They do it over and over and over again. And they think you're stupid. But Drudge has the headlines. Clinton targets Alex Jones. He responds, I'm not scared of you, bully. Live. They have a link to the show right there. Kimmel's pickle caper we already covered. Now it's the vast alt-right conspiracy. See, the establishment Republicans, they've always been the placeholder in the last few decades, at least since Reagan left, for the controlled left taking over with the controlled right. Now that the Republican Party, to a great extent, has been recaptured by populists, I'd be happy if the Democratic Party was captured by populists. You could have kind of leftist populists, but still they don't want to be conquered by foreign, you know, TPP. And you could have nationalist right-wingers and libertarians. We'd all work together. And we need two different sides to have debates. But we've got synthetic fake choices, just as Carol Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope in 1968 for the State Department. 1,100-page book that they only printed a few thousand copies of. And he writes in the foreword that he had been authorized by the ruling elite to put this out by Bilderberg, because their own State Department people and CIA folks couldn't understand how they were going to control the left and the right, but really have no differences, and why they were putting dictators in all over the world. And he explains it to them. We've got a plan for the world. We want dictatorships or centralized systems, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to domesticate everybody. And you can go read 1,100 pages, and you're reading the battle plan. And all I do here is tell you the battle plan. And right after that battle plan came out, they published None Dare Call a Conspiracy in 1972, republished in 74. 200 pages that lays out what's in Tragedy and Hope and what Barry Goldwater and others. I mean, Barry Goldwater was in the senatorial. He was the head, you know, chairman of major committees. He was in the meetings where they said, we're going to take all the guns and have the UN on the streets and have peacekeeper forces globally. And we give up all our nukes and we put U.S. troops in Russia and Russian troops here under 7277 memorandum. I mean, I'm giving you the document numbers. These are public. He said, we're not doing that. And Goldwater came out and fought it. So they put out TV ads saying he was a warmonger that wanted war with Russia. The opposite. This is how these people operate. And you're like, that sounds like deja vu. Yeah, they're doing the same thing to Trump right now. Trump is like the return of Barry Goldwater, okay? But even better, because he's got... Goldwater had a lot of stamina, but, I mean, Trump is slick. And let me tell you, there's no way Trump's fake, because he's doing irrevocable damage to them. Even if he fell on his sword later, it doesn't matter, because the fact that all these decades of work to expose the globalist plan, right as they're trying to launch it worldwide, it's failing everywhere, and nationalist movements have sprung up in every EU country with polls saying they're all going to leave. Then the big banks try to hold people hostage, and the countries just start arresting the foreign bankers that are running their countries. It's not a coup against the corrupt government. It's counter-coups by governments against the globalists. And once the globalists are identified, once we're winning the info war, which Hillary admits we are, to Congress 4 years ago, it's game over. You know, to people like entertainers and people, hey, you live in big houses, you got fancy cars, you sit there and breathe the L.A. smog, good for you. But you see, I have a website and launched a movement 20 years ago that was just a continuation of the same movement for sovereignty and common sense and true liberalism. And see, Hillary goes into the congressional hearings and warns how they're losing the info war against the alt media. See, we're winning a war. When she goes and talks to senators, she's like, we're in deep trouble. We're losing the war. We've got to clamp down on the internet. 4 years later, they're getting ready to do it. While you're on TV doing your late shows and making jokes and having your butts kissed by your interns, that sounds like hell on earth to me. So thank God I'm living in the real world. And my listeners are living in the real world. No matter how many times people go and get some joke I do or, you know, something I'm involved in and try to misrepresent it. And I don't want to make this whole show about DrudgeReport.com or about Infowars.com, but do you understand? It's 2 months until the internet is handed over to the United Nations. The United Nations is sending 10 times the observers they've ever sent to our elections this year. But they're not here to stop fraud. They're here to make sure it takes place. They've actually said that. They're here to make sure people don't have to have IDs to vote and all the rest of it. Since when did the UN become God? Since when did they set up the Strong Cities Initiative that's run by the UN, has the power of the Justice Department behind it to enforce these edicts against local governments and to take over the police? This is fantastical. If you were the UN, backed by big mega banks, and the Rockefellers had donated the land to set up this world government 60-something years ago, and you were almost there, what's the first group you've got to take over in a covert takeover? Local governments and police departments when you've already got the federal government. Then there's a desperate insurrection by the army, mainly. Oh, it's the army. We're not being directed by the army. We're not in bed with the army. I don't even really talk to the army. It's just the doors go open up. The surveillance comes in, the overwatch, all of it, as the U.S. Army, more than any other group, is fighting globalism, fighting our government's alliance with Islamicists. I told you 3 years before Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, came on, and I said the entire battle plan of shipping the missiles out of Libya into Syria, I had all the guests on that laid it out, all the information, how they were funding a proxy army, how they were making deals with Islamicists, how they would then invade Europe in the next stage of destabilization. We laid it all out, and then Cy Hirsch came on a year ago or less and said, yes, you're absolutely right. Here's the whole battle plan, and published a huge article in the London Review of Books and in the New Yorker where the U.S. Army refused 4 years ago to arm al-Qaeda, which they then turned into ISIS to confuse the public names and to get the public off the trail that Obama and Hillary and NATO and the globalists and at that time Sarkozy and the rest of them were funding al-Qaeda. That's why the British voted in their parliament to not be part of it 3 years ago, because even they were like, this is too much, turning a jihad army loose on Europe after they take down Syria, which is the front door into Turkey and into Europe. You understand, Cy Hirsch came on and said, yes, what you covered, what your guests covered is it. It's all true. And we had Steve Pachinik on. We had Colonel Schaefer. We had Tosh Plumlee. We had them from the CIA pilots to the colonels that formerly headed up the operations against al-Qaeda for the army to the entire structure. And then We told you first, General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, went and told Obama on the eve of bombing of Syria, the military's going to stand down and not going to follow your orders. A soft coup. Oh, but Jimmy Kimmel makes fun of me how my head's in the clouds in cloud cuckoo land. And I'm not attacking Jimmy Kimmel. I understand the job he's got as a jester, a court jester, for the establishment like Salacious Crumb to laugh and make fun of what I say and what I do. But I'm not risking my life to be famous, Mr. Kimmel. I'm risking my life to pay back debts to my ancestors and to pay for my progeny's future. And they're going to pay for their progeny's future. And that's something modern people don't know about, but I do. And I'm very happy to pay whatever the bill is. That's called being a man. And they've done everything they can to eradicate that in this culture. And in my own simple way, I'm trying to bring that back. And there are a lot of other people who want to bring that back as well. So let me give a message to Hillary and the globalists and all the rest of you. We know there's been a foreign globalist coup in this country. And large sections of the armed services are aware of what you're up to. And no amount of false flags are going to trick the public into going along with your martial law scenarios and internet kill switches they admit they put in place. So understand, you need to stand down. You need to back off. You need to go like Napoleon to some island, and you can just leave, and you can even take your money and George Soros and just get the hell out of Europe and get the hell out of the United States and stop it. But you're not going to, and I understand that, because your entire will has been given over to evil, and all you want to do is bring down what's good. I get it. I get it. I'm committed to my mission. You're committed to yours. And that's all the intel I ever needed, and that's all the intel you ever need about me. But when you do these threats, and you have these threats on TV with the darkening room, and Alex, this is your message from the New World Order. Oh, I know. You just had Hillary on doing fake stunts, how she's got good health. And I know those people are getting killed all the place. I mean, I was on the air 20 years ago talking about the Clinton death list. And Fannie Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, they find arms and legs and heads chopped off bodies. He'd rule their suicides. I always love how they threaten you, and then go, you know, we can kill you. Oh, really? You came? We saw he died? You go and make failed states? You go turn loose hundreds of thousands of jihadis to kill over 200,000 Christians in Syria alone to chop their heads off and to rape little girls and boys? You mean you might do? Oh, my gosh. See, they just don't compute. You look at Hillary, when somebody just asks a question in an audience, and she starts freaking out like a mental patient, and the guy with the EpiPen's right there going, it's okay, baby. It's okay, sweetie. We're going to play that clip in a minute. But first, let's play her saying, I came, we saw, he died. It's so funny. You came and set Gaddafi up. He came in out of the dark. He invested all his money in the West. He brought Western companies in, and you set him up and killed him and put Al-Qaeda in, and then you bragged about it. And I mean, it was a tough guy bragging about killing people. It's like kind of creepy. But she didn't ever do it herself. She can't even see in front of her. She can't even walk upstairs. But she's an evil vessel. She'll do bad things. And so she's in charge. Let's play that clip of Hillary bragging about how she came. We saw he died.
We came. We saw he died. We came. We saw he died. We came. We saw, he died. We came, we saw, he died.
I love it's a bunch of weird, harpy women and this group of weirdo women that follow her around. And Samantha Powers, they got these like $2,000 power suits and just like $100,000 jewelry around their hands. And the women are all acting like they're at a ball, trying to be sexy. And they're getting off all narcissistically. Like, yeah, we're going to fight Russia. Yeah, we spent $5 billion for the country. They want to fight, they're going to get it. It's real sick. And it smells of nuclear war. It smells of calamity. Weird, soft demon women in fancy suits with big diamond brooches. I kill people. I mean, oh, you might hurt me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. See, they want to take that away from us, that we're willing to do whatever it takes. I'm not scared. I would be scared of serving you. I would be scared of selling out to somebody like you. That's what I'm scared of. not scared of anything you will do to me personally. Or, I mean, I'm all in. All in. Everything. Whole deal. My family's all in. So I just want you to know that. I want you to understand that. And the battle lines are getting drawn. And you're going to notice energetically, the more you push, the stronger we get. And I'm just emblematic. I'm just one little blip here on the radar screen. We're going to come back, get more into Hillary, play some clips of her speech where she calls me Darkheart. We've launched a special today, Operation Darkheart, in celebration of Hillary saying I have such a horrible dark heart and I'm just the worst person in the world. She's supposed to be looking in the mirror. And we're going to sell the Hillary for President shirts at cost. $9.95, that includes shipping. That's right. The shirts cost us like $2.50, $3 a piece. Then you got to print them. That's a couple more bucks. The shirts cost us about, well, the XXXXs are like $6 or $7, but most of them cost us $4 to $5. And then shipping's $4 to $5 on average. So, and after the crew ships it, that's at cost. $9.95. Hillary for prison. $9.95 shipping included. $9.95 shipping included. And it's just all about getting the truth out there, exposing what's going on, and creating solidarity and meeting like-minded people. That doesn't fund the operation, but it spreads the truth. Everyone take advantage of that and give one of these as a gift today or get an additional one. This is the third edition, another collector that's going to sell out soon. And then separately, we have the new great BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com. Just came in this week. It's amazing. Go do research on that. And your purchase supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the nutraceuticals and the supplements. Stay with us.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked Bacon.com.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio67.
highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
What you're seeing is the facade that is the establishment collapsing. You've got foreign multinational corporations that own the mainstream media, that have gotten away with creating thousands of trillions of dollars in fake money. They've bought up the planet with it, and now they want to basically mop up what's left of the nations and get rid of due process and absolutely social engineer to a level never before seen and engage in total race baiting and balkanization. And Hillary is, as I've said, emblematic of the sickness and the decay and the decrepitude and the rot of the power structure. If you're a radio listener, I'll narrate this, but this is just her again in Nevada last week. She's back now, yesterday, and she's up there, and some protester just says something, and she freezes up and freaks out, even though you can't even hear what the protester's saying, and just starts shaking, and her doctor or whoever it is jumps up there. It's the guy that has the tranquilizer dart and says, it's okay, it's okay. Let's play that clip one more time.
No, you're okay.
She was completely insane.
Okay, here we are.
Here we are.
Okay, we'll keep talking.
It's like she's a robot. I've talked to multiple people that have done security details for Hillary Clinton, and I'm not talking about Secret Service, I'm talking about State Department, you know, military stuff, and they said that she'll be riding in a car or she'll just be waiting in an annex building or wherever, and she'll just look down, bend her head down, and then just robot out, sometimes for 30, 40 minutes, and she's not even sleeping. And then she'll just look up and start chewing everyone out. And you see her look totally psycho there and go, who dare protest me? She's on such an insane power trip. And then she said, I want Parkinson's medication, in an email that's come out this week from these big leaks that have been happening. And said, I'm so angry all the time now. I keep blowing up at everyone. I need I need Parkinson's medication. Is this the one for me? I have executive decision fatigue. It's crazy. But it's a conspiracy that she's sick, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and I told you false flags are coming. Assassination attempt on Angela Merkel foiled as armed man arrested trying to infiltrate German Chancellor's motorcade in Prague. Miles away, they find some guy, probably a police operative or something, just to create hysteria. The Germans are famous for that. And now there's all this fear. Watch him try some stuff on her. Austria, the Nationalist Party, had like 15 points ahead in polls, but still magically lost. And they're going to do the same thing in Germany. This is a permanent government. They're going to a dictatorial model. They think we're stupid. When we start the next hour, I'm going to get into the clips from Hillary's speech yesterday, a bunch of other geopolitical news, and then I'm going to spend 5 minutes on the Jimmy Kimmel thing and just actually play it and, you know, show how network propaganda works. Now, they've shifted a lot of their propaganda from news, because that doesn't have any viewers anymore, to entertainment that still has viewers. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's got like 5-10 million viewers depending on the night. That's a big show. So, I mean, I appreciate the plugs and everything. It'll just send us more viewers, listeners. They'll actually come find out what we really do and not what they misrepresented there. And that's really the big trick to all this. It's why they never want to say my name. But we already have a giant audience. It's been giant for a decade. It just gets bigger. I love how you pretend I don't exist. So I don't exist. Or anybody else does. Or Drudge is failing as he's the number one internet website in the world and only growing. It's all just fantasy land by these people, like Hitler in his bunker. Speaking of that, Hillary is more and more becoming paranoid. We're going to get to that in the next hour. Paul Watson's filed his best report ever. It's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to add it to some of the articles that I see are linked on Drudge so you can find it easier. But it's the truth about Hillary's alt-right speech. I never air something twice. I aired it at the start of the last hour. I'm going to air it again coming up for new listeners who just tuned in. It's so powerful. Stay with us. Hillary for President Church at cost. Infowarsstore.com. New sale. Today.
There's nothing convenient.